welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely wonderful day today. Staying busy down here in sunny Florida. It was a little overcast today. We actually got some rain yesterday with some cool weather, which was fantastic. It was starting to get in the mid-90s down here already. No, I'm not exaggerating. It was getting quite warm. And the temperature dropped pretty nice yesterday, so it was definitely an awesome thing. And one thing that I did want to start off with here, remember a couple weeks ago I told you guys how Facebook was beginning to come out, and they blatantly said it, that they were coming out and basically censoring any type of fake news, and then they started censoring everything involving COVID-19 and any type of natural, any type of topics, just about everything they started censoring because they did not want the truth getting out. Well, then they came out and they said, oh, well, a bug in the system wrongfully blocked a couple news articles from the BBC and Atlantic. We're really sorry. Well, now Facebook has come out now, and their war on fake news is suddenly taken to another level right in front of our eyes because they use their own fact-checking service to censor information they don't like. They are now taking the unprecedented action of actually notifying users who have previously liked, reacted, or commented on coronavirus articles relating to cures or remedies that they are considered dangerous and false information. This is insane, guys. So what they're doing is, normally if you guys have ever used social media, if you pull up an article, it'll say, this is fake news, or this is not accurate, here's why. And then they give you a little link to click, and you can read their little propaganda spiel. But you can still pretty much do whatever you want. Now what they're doing is, if there's any articles related to natural remedies, vitamin C, any type of natural therapy that can at least help reduce the severity and symptoms and increase the recovery of COVID-19, they are now notifying these users by basically sending them links directly to their Facebook saying, you know, you have looked or you have liked or you have reacted to a previous fake news article, and we want to tell you why. And so the NPR reports now, they said, in a move to stop the spread of false information about the coronavirus, Facebook will now start telling people when they've interacted with posts about bogus cures, hoaxes, or false claims. How does Facebook determine what are bogus cures? In the coming weeks, Facebook users who like, reacted, or commented on potentially harmful, debunked content will see a message in their news feed directing them to, of course, the World Health Organization Mythbusters page. This is where the WHO will dispel the common falsehoods about this pandemic. So the Facebook is now teaming up with WHO to completely and totally shut down free speech regarding anything that the WHO has not approved for coronavirus cures. What's now interesting about this is they've now covered up and said that it's fake news on the Ortho Molecular Medicine News Service articles that we published, many of other companies have published, on the vitamin C treating coronavirus. Facebook now has labeled it as fake news. The main problem with this, unfortunately, it's not fake news. Not only have hospitals in China used vitamin C therapy to fight COVID-19, hospitals in the U.S. have begun using the same therapy. I've talked in the detail about the articles in New York and the doctor in New York who was discussing the intravenous vitamin C therapy. Now, Facebook owner Mark Zuckerberg testified under oath before Congress last year, and he admitted that Facebook censors anything negative regarding vaccines. He said this blatantly on there. Now, it's also interesting as we're now finding that Tedros Ghebreyesus, the head of the WHO right now, is unbelievably corrupt in his background. I've been reading articles all morning about it, all the way from former terrorist activity in Africa to being funded by China. And now we're finding that Zuckerberg and Bill Gates, along with many other American billionaires, actually sit on the board of the Tsinghua University School of Economics and Management in China, hosted by Wang Huizong, the vice president of the Republic of China, and it was established in the year 2000 with annual meetings. Another article that we've now been seeing published is discussing the WHO director and his involvement in terrorist behavior and his link to China. China, Bill Gates, have been instrumental in installing Tedros Ghebreyesus, the former terrorist in Africa and the first non-doctor director of the World Health Organization. So we're going to do some more digging and research into that over the weekend. And back to the vitamin C, if you guys have seen the articles we posted from Ortho Molecular Medicine News Services, and guys, these are not just random posts that just pop up out of nowhere. This website has an editorial review board of 46 very, very credible doctors, many of which have been involved in world-class studies from all over the world. Australia, Spain, USA, United Kingdom, Puerto Rico, Sweden, Japan, the list goes on. And we talked about it repeatedly. The articles that have come out from China just in the last month discussing vitamin C and what it does, especially when it's given intravenous. Another article from Dr. Ching, who is a U.S. board certified specialist in anti-aging medicine, said over 2,000 people have died of the COVID outbreak. This is back in February. And he goes, I have yet to see or hear any large intravenous vitamin C patients being used in any of these cases. He said early and sufficient large doses of vitamin C are critical. Vitamin C is not only a prototypical antioxidant, it's also involved in virus killing and the prevention of viral replication. The significance of large doses of vitamin C is not just at antiviral level. It is acute respiratory syndrome, basically that helps to fight acute respiratory syndrome that kills most people from the COVID-19. Therefore, we call a worldwide discussion and debate on this topic. So now anyone saying that vitamin C can stop the coronavirus or at least help reduce the symptoms and severity is now being labeled as promoting false news or false information, and now Facebook is taking it so far to actually backtrack and send notices to individuals who have even liked or commented on articles discussing vitamin C therapy of COVID-19 and saying this is fake news. You need to click the WHO link here so we can tell you why it's fake news. Unreal, Dad, the level of propaganda and rhetoric that we are starting to see online and on social media right now. And that's why it's so critical that people continue to push this information out there. Do your own research. You don't even have to listen to me. We have hundreds of articles that we post on the website at Health Masters every single day. Harrison puts them up there. Dad corrugates them. I add to them. We do it every single day. And you go do your own research and make your own decision on it. But please, do not be a sheep and simply go and say, oh, Facebook said it's fake. I better go look at the WHO website because they're going to tell me the truth because we all know that's the most legitimate agency in the entire planet. Please do your own research, do your own background on what's going on, and make an informed consent of what you want to do in the future with everything that's going on, Dan.
You know, Austin, you've got to call it like, you know, fake planned resistance. How should I say it that way? You know, you got Donald Trump saying that, oh, he's going to defund the WHO, which he doesn't even have the authority to do that. It'll be in another boondoggle congressional spending bill with trillions of dollars, including funding for the WHO, including funding for abortion, funding for this. But the Trump will say, oh, I'm going to defund all this, which he doesn't have the authority to even do that. And so all of this stuff is going to be just a giant circus show. I mean, this is what this is. When they put the internet together, you know, 30 years ago, they really were planning on using it as a control device. In other words, the massive way we can push propaganda to the general population is through the internet. First, they started it with porn. They wanted to get people, so they were getting triggered with dopamine triggers with pornography, so they could debilitate both the mind, the body, and the spirit through pornography, through triggering a man's nucleus accumbens. The Playboy magazines or Penthouse magazines they had pushed through their Frankfurt school wasn't enough. It wasn't enough pornography. They had to completely and totally destroy the minds of the men and the women who get addicted to this filth. Okay, this is where they started. This is all back with Frankfurt school teaching back from the 30s. Well, then they knew they had to find a way to continue to put out disinformation. Well, then the Patriots figured out they can start podcasts and they can start talking about all of this stuff. You know, you know, we've had multiple people who were podcast guys who died mysteriously, who started off in the beginning, who really did and said what was true is what was going on. And then what's funny is then we had the group of people coming in with podcasts that were being paid by the Zionists, by this group of people who were trying to control us. And this group came in and they started giving us 80% truth and 20% lies. And then all of a sudden, they take a whole group of patriots and they drag them aside. This is what the Q movement was all about. And they distort the truth to such a point that they divert the energy that's being channeled into this particular, you know, group to believe that, you know, Q is real. Okay, that he's not really just a psychop, you know, CIA psych bot. And so all these people start following these guys and just don't want to believe the truth. Because remember, Jesus told us that all this stuff was going to happen in the end times. The lies and rumors of wars, all this stuff was going to increase, and evilness was going to increase. It talks about this in the New Testament repeatedly. And then it all goes back down to, again, this incredibly brilliant strategy they had with the Johnson Amendment back in the 60s with the 501(c) corporations. Now, I'm not meaning that that's a good thing they did. I'm just saying it was incredibly smart how they did it. It was a horrible thing they did, and it should never, ever been approved. And the job was basically put the churches under the control of the government indirectly via tax certification or tax exemption. And they had to do what they're supposed to do and not combine politics and the word of God or talk openly about what's going on as far as elections and what people believe. Now, this is what they did. It was pure censorship. And then we basically now have a group of pastors that are just complete and total wimps. They can't control anything. In fact, yesterday, Terry, who's a former attorney, worked for the federal government, you know, as a prosecutor. And she wrote me and said, starts warning me about what could happen on April the 19th and 20th, which are two high dates in the occult. She says,
yep.
Deepwater Horizon explosion, Columbine, Johnson Space Center shooting, Hitler's birthday, Oklahoma City, federal courthouses, bombing, Waco, all happen on April 19th or 20th. And then she goes on to say, I looked at several people giving leadership, connecting the dots, information, spiritual guidance, comfort, directions like you and Austin. But she goes, not one of the people that I look to for leadership is on the payroll of a brick-and-mortar church. For my whole life, billions of God's money has been paid salaries to millions of Americans, pastors who now cower in their lovely paid-off homes and prepare one wimpy sermon, online sermon per week, parroting the latest government press release. I swear, I have more testosterone than 10 of them put together. Now, Terry's a really nice lady. Now, the world can see the institutional church. Emperors have no clothes, no holy boldness, no rhema word, no willingness to extrapolate the threats we face based on the scary things the Gates minions say, no leadership. And then she goes, seriously, how many payroll ministers and pastors can you look to for strong leadership right now? Decades of sissies in the pulpit giving Sunday school sermons on a third grade level. I've just got amen, Terry. She's absolutely right. And what we have here is a group of pastors who, I got to be so careful what I say right now, they don't want to make decisions. They get caught up, especially the ones that are with major churches, major institutions. They don't want to be basically castigated from their groups of friends saying, you're a conspiracy theorist. I found out just the other day, I've got a friend of mine that I've known for many years who worked for a pastor for many years, that I used to go to church there, and finally I had enough of it and I left. And that pastor now has gone behind my back and told multiple people that were my friends not to associate with us, me or Sharon or Austin or anybody. So finally my one buddy who had gone to that church and had worked for this man said, well, he said he was telling everybody you were a conspiracy theorist and that we couldn't talk to you. Now, what the heck does that even mean? I'm a conspiracy theorist. You can't even talk to me. So my question is this. I question 9/11. I question Building 7 falling down by itself in free fall form with no planes running into it, which is ludicrous. I question the Pentagon basically being struck by a 757 or 767, whatever it was supposed to be, coming in at ground level at 500 miles an hour, which it cannot be done. You have an air pressure under an airplane that's flying at a high rate of speed. It's pressure under the plane that holds it up. It's like an air envelope. It can't come in at that speed. It's a physics impossibility. And yet, there are no videos of planes, and then over 500 cameras in that vicinity, all the tapes were seized by the Federal Bureau of Investigation so that nobody could see the fact that it was a missile that hit the Pentagon, which is what I believe it was. In fact, General Stubblebine said, I don't know what hit the Pentagon, but I can tell you one thing, it wasn't of an airplane. So all of this stuff isn't getting any better, it's getting worse. And these pastors who are concerned about their 501(c) status, who don't want to lose this how should I say, incredible lifestyle that many of them have been given, of people giving them money with no accountability. What do I mean by that? The books are closed, so you don't know where the money goes. Now, I don't have a bit of problems giving a church money. I've done it my whole life, but I don't like doing it with churches whose books are closed. In other words, I want to know where the money goes. And people say, well, you shouldn't feel that way. It's the pastor should be able to do whatever he wants to do with it. Well, what if he's going out to Vegas every weekend and picking up whores? Oh, I got your attention with that one, didn't I? I was going nice and slow until I said that one. What if the pastor's going out and picking up a bunch of whores that are boys? Yeah, okay. What about that one? What about the pastor goes out to Vegas and picks a bunch of whores that are boys and basically gets AIDS? What if that pastor is an international TV presence and has a church with 40,000 members and he's screwing little boys and he ends up with AIDS and he dies in his 50s? How about that one? No, it would never happen. I know the pastor. I know who he was. I know who did it. I know him. He's dead. Well, yeah, so where's the accountability? Yeah, so now we've got the pastor who picks up little boys in Vegas and basically, you know, whores and basically gets sodomizes and comes down with AIDS and dies. And he had a closed book system where nobody knew where the money came from. And this pastor had all these private jets and Rolls Royces. That can't be true, Ted. It's true. I just don't talk about it. Man, I've been behind the scenes with these guys. Guys, you know, it's just some weird stuff. And this is the problem that we run into. They don't want to talk about the truth. They don't want to come out and say, hey, this is what's happening. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. Very rarely do you get a TV personality in Christian TV that's not Zionist controlled. You say, why do you always bring the Zionists up into it? Well, because the Zionists are the ones that are being manipulated by the Rothschild banking cartel into causing Facebook, Zuckerberg, Rothschild cutout, Bill Gates, Rothschild cutout, to basically do what they do. Bill Gates is instrumental in the World Health Organization as far as pushing the vaccine agenda. We've talked about this repeatedly on the show. So these are the guys that are doing this stuff to us, but we're not supposed to talk about it. We're not supposed to talk about the pastors, the sissies in the pulpit wearing their lacy panties and all the other stuff, all this weird stuff they're involved in. We're not supposed to talk about all that. Okay? Well, let's not forget the makeup. Let's not forget the pastors in the pulpit wearing the makeup. And, you know, I'm not going to go there. I've had enough. I've got to stop. But, guys, there are good God-fearing pastors out there, and almost every one of them have books that are open in their churches. The problem is when you allow them to go in and start a church and not have the books open, what ends up happening is it's prone to corruption. And then you get the one that goes, I'm a multi-millionaire, and you guys have got to give me $300 million this year. And I'm like, okay, how much money is enough for you? You're a multi-billionaire. You're claiming that. Your status is a multi-billionaire, but you want another three. How deep does your greed gland go? I mean, where does it stop? And then you get all the sheeple that are basically locked into this guy. It's like a cult is what it is. And basically they continue to give him pretty much all the discretionary, all the disposable income they have every month. And he's a billionaire. And he tells them that if you continue to give him all your money, that you'll get a wife or you'll get a husband. I mean, gosh, guys, I can't even make this stuff up. I mean, I've seen so much of it. I guess that's why I'm so over the institutionalized church. And before it's over with, we're going to be meeting in houses again anyhow. They're going to stop us from going to churches like they did in China. This whole Chinese model is being used again. Well, the word China's after us. China's doing all of this. No, they're not. The Rothschilds control China, too. There's been a giant presence with the international banking cartels in China now for many, 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 many years, decades. And there's been a fight there at the top end of the Chinese government as far as who's in control. And I'm telling you, who's in control? The Rothschilds are in control. And now the media, our disinformation media that we can call patriot media that basically is not true patriot media, is telling us that China's the one who's doing it. And that's the big thing. China controls the doggone airwaves. China controls Hollywood. No, they don't. No, they don't. The Rothschilds control the airwaves. The Rothschilds control Hollywood. One national alternative broadcaster. Gosh, you know, here's the thing. A lot of these guys are now saying that this whole thing's a scheme by the Chinese Communist Party and the deep state. Well, they don't tell you who the deep state is. It's always easy to tell you who just use the term deep state. It's the Chinese Communist Party and the deep state, and they're doing this right now with the coronavirus to destroy the economy and thereby undermine the Trump presidency. Wait a minute. did I just say that? That's not even true. But that's what they're saying. It's the Chinese Communist Party that has done this. The Chinese Communist Party didn't close the United States of America. Donald Trump did under the orders of his handlers, the Rothschild boys. He's the one who did it. Now he's got a three-step process, which is so complicated that if anything fails to meet to the first and second or third step, they've got to go back to the second step. More government bureaucracy, more Peter Principle, more garbage that you can't maintain, more inefficiency. I mean, unbelievable. It is all specifically designed to destroy the population of the United States and to render us useless under a communist, fascist oligarchy. That's what this is all about. That's controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel that wants a world, one world government and wants to put everybody under Noahide laws and kill all the Christians to bring us back to where Einstein wants us, where every thought is evil all of the time, which is he's already had us there once in Genesis chapter 6, and he wants us back there again, this evil God they worship. So this is the group, guys, that does this. It's not the Chinese. don't get caught up in that. That's, again, they're trying to point you at the boogeyman, which is the Chinese, because they control the alternative media in many cases. I'm telling you guys, alt media is compromised. 90% of large channels in alt media, in my opinion, maybe as high as 95%, is being controlled from behind the scenes via advertisers, marketing, payoffs, bribes. I don't even know what the hell. Threats. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And that's why you see all of these alt guys. Who else talks about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the central banks and the Kabbalah? Who else do you know on alt media that have done entire one-hour broadcasts on the Kabbalah, talking about Einstein and all the sub-demons and all their weird penis god and all the other crazy junk they believe? Who else do you know besides our show? Now, I'm not bragging on us. I'm just telling you guys that this show, because we don't have any advertisers, you know, we don't have to play that game. Doug Hagman told me years ago that he had all these advertisers. The show had gotten so huge. And also they started trying to dictate content to him, dictate some of what he couldn't talk about. And they said, if you don't do what we tell you to do, we're going to drop the advertisement and we're not going to give you this money every month. And he told us, go ahead and drop the content. We'll drop the advertisement. I don't care. You're not going to tell me what I'm going to say and not going to say. This is one of the ways they control us. And then, of course, a lot of times they get people, the same way they do with the congressional leaders, they get these alt guys that maybe like to do some alternative lifestyle stuff. Maybe they're transgenders a little bit on the sides as far as pretending like they're cross-dressers. Or maybe they're like, you know, liking little boys. Or maybe they're like staying drunk all the time and they're picking up whores. Maybe they're doing all kinds of weird thing in their off hours and they get themselves on videotape and all of a sudden it's like, well, we figure you better be quiet about this and this and this now. We're going to blow this up on alt media and show everybody who you really are. So then they calm right back down and they do what they're told. I see this all of the time. That's why so many people, you think, and you say, well, that won't happen. Wait a minute. You think the alternative media guys aren't tempted by the same thing that tempts the whole world? You think that these guys, if a 25-year-old supermodel walks up to them and starts being real nice to them, they're not going to be flattered by that? Really? You really don't think they will be? Well, you don't know human nature very well. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do anything wrong. I'm not going to say everybody does. But I'm just saying that human nature is human nature. These guys understand human nature. They know what a nucleus accumbens is. They know what triggers a man. They also know what triggers women. They know how to trigger everybody anytime they want, unless that person is being filled with the Holy Spirit on a regular basis. And then suddenly they don't have any authority or power over them because they don't respond to what they're saying. Guys, it's so important that we understand that as Christians we're held to a higher level of accountability. It's so funny, though. One guy who ended up dying of AIDS, one of his staff members calls me up one day because I knew the guy really well. And this is the mega peach preacher. He likes to go to Vegas. And he goes, well, he needs to go get a vitamin C IV. He's going out to Vegas to get a vitamin C IV. And I said, why do you need to go to Vegas to get a vitamin C IV? You can get that done in your home city where you are, in your home state. Oh, well, no, he wants to go to Vegas. Well, no, there's another reason why you want to go to Vegas. And see, and this is the thing that people need to get and understand. And also they want to do some chelation. Now, all this stuff, you got to remember, guys, I've seen it personally. Okay, I've been involved with these people many times, and I understand and how they're compromised. Or you get these people on these major networks, which are Zionist controlled. The other night I was watching some movie, and it was streaming, and it was something about the end times biblical prophecy. And I got it. The first 10 or 15 minutes was a little bit slow, and all of a sudden, boom, there pops the big Israeli flag. And it was a giant Zionist propaganda campaign leading on the TV. And I thought, click off, you're stunned. You know, here's the problem that we've got, is that the Scofield Bible has erased the memory of what the Bible really is in the real sense of prophecy to most people who are basically involved in the teachings of that. And they don't want to hear the truth about anything else. And so what ends up happening is, when things are happening around us, people say, oh, this is just prophecy being fulfilled. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter, because we're going to get raptured. We're going to get to leave here before anything bad happens to anybody. Well, here's a newsflash right now. We're fixing to have a 33, 34, 35% unemployment in the United States. I ain't seen anybody get raptured yet. Yeah, how about that? You know, they're rattling the sabers now with war with China, war with Russia, war with more war with Syria, war with Venezuela, on and on and on. Ain't nobody been raptured yet. Yeah. We got to go through World War I and World War II, and nobody got raptured. And that's about right, isn't it? How about the 50, 60 million people that died in the doggone Spanish flu of 1920? I mean, nobody got raptured out of that one either, did they? Yeah, just on and on and on and on. How about the millions of Chinese Christians that were killed when the communists took over that country? Yeah, they were waiting for the rapture, by the way. And they never expected anything to happen to them, and they were killed too. So this is the problem that we have. We have a boogeyman, which now we're calling the coronavirus. You're either with the virus or you're with us. Mr. Trump's pretty much paraphrased words. And we're supposed to sit here and cower in fear in our homes and pretend like the government's going to save us from a virus that basically can be controlled through vitamin C, D3, potassium iodide, and zinc. But now they're coming back because we, the alternative media, by publishing the articles from Orthomolecular Medicine, which are full scientific studies with double-blind clinical research in many cases, we're publishing these studies, and now they're coming out, fake news, fake news, fake news. Why? It's always the same people. It's the Kabbalists who own the media, who own that control the money supply. It's these guys that control the entire planet right now, whether you want to believe that or not. They work for the god of this age, which is Lucifer, Satan. They call him Ein Sof, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't make any difference. It's the same group that's coming back and doing all of this. Now they're talking about giving everybody $2,000 a month just in a stipend. You know, we talked to one of our employees the other day, and he's from Venezuela. He said that they did the same thing in Venezuela. They started off with a bit of money, more money. By the time it was over, they were giving $15,000 a month per person to people in Venezuela for money they were borrowing from the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund. They're just giving money away. They had so much money coming in loans. And he said that people were actually flying to the United States and to Florida and to the Central Florida, Orlando, for all the outlet malls just to do their shopping and then flying back with Venezuela. You know, I saw that back in the 90s. I saw it. I saw them coming into these areas and flying in. They'd come in and buy 10 or 12 suitcases and take the stuff back down to Venezuela. And then all of a sudden they started reducing the money. Now they're all in poverty down there. They're all broke, because they didn't want to kiss the feet of the bankers. Now, why did they do that? Because they have the largest oil reserves in the world. Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world, in case you guys don't know that. And they want those assets. They want that commodity. They want to be in control of it. That's why they're going to overthrow Venezuela. They've already said they're going to. They're always running up. They're always. You look at Operation Condor back in the 60s and 70s. That was when the CIA intentionally went in and started overthrowing governments in South America. But I'm not supposed to talk about that. You know, Operation Gladio, when they were doing the same thing in Europe after the World War II, keeping that boogeyman going all the time. It's unbelievable these guys are still here. They're still controlling the planet. But what's more unbelievable to me is what Terry said today. And it's not because I don't believe her, because I know she's telling the truth. It's that we've got so many pansies in the pulpit, and they won't tell the truth. It's like their testosterone. Brad sent me a link. He said if these guys don't have enough testosterone, they can't do anything. They can't think clearly. And the fluoride and the statin drugs, this thing they've done to us is so invasive and all-encompassing, with the media, with the drugs, with the fluoride, with the Frankfurt School. You'd think they'd done it before. That's right. They've done it before. This is what they follow. They've got this plan they always use. And when they get the Rockefeller Rothschild medical pharmaceutical industry behind them, and they can make alternative practitioners breaking the law by telling people the truth or by taking and putting sites up from orthomolecular medicine, it blows my mind. But again, think about it, guys. The last time you went to the grocery store and you saw people buying food, what were they buying? White bread, junk food, GMO food, all of this stuff, unless you've gone to a health food store to go shopping. You'll see them, and they'll come in with carts. It'll come in with just cases of soda. And I've gone to these grocery stores before to pick up various things, and I've said something to people. I said, are you still really using white bread? Yeah, what's wrong with that? They must be living in a cave in Afghanistan the last 40 years. You have to ask that question. I mean, what the heck? You know, they don't even know what a GMO is. They don't know anything. That's how insidious their plan has been in the destruction of our educational system in the United States to render everybody coming out of high school almost illiterate. I mean, it staggers my mind. It staggers my mind that they've done this, and we have allowed it. Why have we allowed it? Because of the pansies in the pulpit. See, guys, if you're a preacher and you're listening to the show right now, First of all, I massively admire you for listening to the show because you're looking for truth. And not that we have, a monopoly on truth, because we certainly don't, but we're going to tell you the best we can. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's because you want to hear the truth of what's going on in this world so you can tell your parishioners. And my hat's off to you. I really feel as though that you're set apart from all the rest of these pastors who don't want to know the truth, because the truth will set them free, but it may cause them to rethink their 501(c) status. See, all of this stuff goes back to the money thing. And that's why we've got to be so careful that you can't serve in God and money. But Jesus said that you can't serve God and money at the same time. You can't do it. You know, when God spoke to me in that dream, oh God, 6, 7, 8 years ago now, and we started this talk show, you know, it wasn't about, you know, money. That's not why I did this show. It was about telling the people the truth and getting out here and saying, hey, look, here's the deal. Here's what we've got to do. That's why we never took advertisers. That's why Health Masters bought the entire clock of this show. That's why you don't hear any advertisements for an entire hour, because we bought the clock. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that, you know, we appreciate y'all's help, because we got to pay for the whole show. There's nobody subsidizing this show. It's just us. So when you buy your multiple vitamins from us every month, or you donate $5 or $10 or $15 or $100 or whatever, guys, when you do that, we appreciate it. When you do that for us, it changes everything, because it lets us know that you really are listening and you're appreciating what we're doing. You know, it's frustrating to me to watch this country that I was born in. You guys have to think for just 1 second. My mom was born in Germany in 1916, all right? She saw the entire rise and fall of the Third Reich and the total destruction of Germany and the starvation that ensued after the war. And they told me about this stuff. And so my entire life I've been so appreciative that I was born in America and that I'm an American citizen, because my brother was born in Germany during the war. And so when I sit here and I look at this country, you know, my home country that I was born in, my father was an American citizen, he was born here too. When I see that the fact that we have come this far from what I knew back in the 50s, I mean, guys, you don't understand what it was like to be in the 50s or the 60s. Even then they started with the Frankfurt School Revolution of the 60s and the LSD and the CIA and everything else, and they screwed the 60s up. 60s was a turbulent decade. That's when they were really forcing a transitory shift on the population. But our country, the amount of loyalty we had to the flag, people would get in a fight over flags. I mean, a fight, fist fight. I mean, like, knock down, drag out, fist fight in the neighborhood if somebody desecrated a flag of the United States. Because there was so much nationalism, because we were so proud to be Americans. And look what they've turned us into. We can't tell you if you're a boy or a girl. We can't tell you what species you are. You could be a sponge today. I mean, we can't say anything because of political correctness. And the doggone school systems have pushed this agenda. And the students have been so dumbed down by the fluoride and by Common Core that they don't know even how to think any of this stuff is true or not true. That's where we are right now. And that's a sad point to be. Until we take the bull by the horns and we get rid of that Federal Reserve Bank, number one, and we nationalize the debt and give, we turn all the debt back over to those guys. They can pay it off with their own gold stores over in Switzerland and be done with them. Tell them they did what they did was illegal. And we get rid of all these Congress leaders and senators, senatorial people, and all of these appointees that are completely and totally corrupt. We're not going to fix this country. It can't be fixed. Because when the vast majority of the population is being run by corrupt politicians, why would you think they're going to change anything? I mean, Congress just gave themselves another raise. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, we didn't vote for that. I didn't say it was okay. I wouldn't give them any more money. Are you kidding me? They want everybody else to live on $1,200 right now. I mean, it's just ridiculous what these guys are doing. But yet, it happens every single day. The pulpits are silent. The pulpits. What's so ironic to me? They got cooked in their own squat. You know, the doggone pastors didn't say anything, and now they've taken the churches away from them. Yeah, how about that? Now they can't even have church services anymore because they were told they can't have peacefully assembling together as Christians. And they sat back and they said, okay, unbelievable, unbelievable. The whole thing is just a giant, just fiasco. That's why we have to stay tuned with the Holy Spirit. We've got to stay in our prayer life. We've got to continue to read the Bible on a regular basis. And we've got to continue to believe God that he's going to deliver us from this mess and at least slow down the end times so these seals, these trumpets don't keep breaking and popping and blowing. Guys, if we don't slow this thing down, we're about to find ourselves right smack dab middle of the book of Revelation. And, you know, and it's coming quick. But we've got to get on our knees. And if we as a nation repent before God, if we still have the ability to do that, God will look down on us and he'll see our nation. He'll see us that we're repenting and he'll turn and he'll heal the land. But guys, this abortion stuff's got to stop. This 60 million sacrifices to Baal, Moloch, Asherah, this thing in the tree, that stuff's got to stop. The use of these doggone babies as flavorings and food additives and all the other crazy stuff. Yes, they do that, by the way. And injecting these aborted fetal cells into our children. What the heck is wrong with us? But again, the media doesn't talk about that, do they? We talk about it on this show. See, all that stuff's got to stop. So we've got this. Here's the problem. It's like you know, you got the Queen Mary, the big giant ocean liner, and it's heading ahead. It's going ahead at 28 knots. I mean, the thing's cooking. It's got a breeze to its back, and it's going. And now you got to spin it around. You got to do a U-turn. Well, you can't do a U-turn with the Queen Mary. It's not going to pivot in its own axis if it's going 28 knots. It'll capsize. All right? You can't do that. So what you got to do, you got to nudge it around. It may take 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 miles to turn that thing around. But we've got to start turning this thing around. We've got to start standing for the truth. Because if we won't, it's going to hit an iceberg. And I think it just did. And his name was Donald Trump. Oh, yes, he called out Trump. No, this is bad. This is bad. The guy is being used as a stooge, all right, as a circus clown sideshow. Because he's built such a rapport with the conservative groups in America, and they've ignored the fact he's super pro-homosexual, worked with the mob, worked with the Rothschild banking cartels, that his daughter worships Satan. They've ignored all that. And they just want to believe that he's going to be the great savior. And they have played this hand so well, it absolutely blows my mind. I mean, these guys, they should have written the song The Gambler with Kenny Rogers. I mean, this is unbelievable. They have played their hand so well. And we've got to know basically when to hold them and know when to fold them and know when to run. And here's the problem, guys. Everybody's running and nobody's trying to hold them. And nobody's trying to say, no, we're not going to let you bluff us. And no, we're not going to take this. Everybody's just running. Running for cover. Guys, it's time to clean out our state houses, our local houses, and for patriots to be in the position of power. It's time for that. It's time to throw the banking cartel out of this country. Austin, yeah. What do you think?
Well, that's really well said. And, I mean, that's why I commend the event that happened on Wednesday over there in Michigan. Everybody's seen that now, and it's the media's massively tried to downplay it, and especially, I mean, remember, Michigan's gone like full-blown totalitarian lockdown. The governor of Michigan, that unbelievably feminist liberal, has just done everything she can to restrict what they're doing, and they had that Operation Gridlock last Wednesday, 2 days ago, where people were driving around the Capitol building. Many of them put signs, flags, certain things on their cars. Many of them didn't get out. Then a lot of people did get out and walk around. A lot of them had masks. Well, now, the Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, is now coming out. She's saying that because they did this, there probably is going to be an extension on the stay-at-home order because of their inability to follow orders.
Whoa,
so now
witch.
She's punishing them for driving around the Capitol and peacefully protesting the redress of grievances with the United States government. what in the world is happening with some of these people? And people, I've had a lot of people say, you know, well, Trump's going to step in. He's going to do this. Listen, guys, I've liked Donald Trump from the beginning, a lot of stuff he's done. A lot of stuff he's done I have not liked. But I'm telling you right now, regardless of your opinion of Donald Trump, he is no longer in any position of authority. There's a reason why the presidential seal is no longer on the podium.
Exactly right.
There's a reason why that FEMA is now heading the entire program in the United States. FEMA is controlling the military. You can look this up. For the executive order, you have this Fauci guy. That's why Trump can't fire Fauci. He physically does not have the authority. Donald Trump signed over his executive order to the military and to FEMA. FEMA is now a military complex. It's what it's always been as far as a domestic military. This is now a military movement in the United States. Donald Trump has no authority. That's why when he started saying things about he was going to tell the governors they had to reopen the states. Now, many of you understand when Cuomo came out, if you understand your history from the Civil War, Cuomo said, oh, states' rights, you can't do this, blah, blah, blah. First off, states' rights went out the window after the Civil War with Lincoln. Understand that. The beginning, the states' rights superseded any federal law. The federal government came in and said, you cannot do this, Florida. The state could flat out say, kick rocks, government. You cannot tell us what to do. State rights supersede. Goodbye. Have a nice day. That no longer is in effect after the Civil War. The states do not have rights anymore. The Fed can override them at any point in time. So when you see Cuomo come out and say, oh, Donald Trump, he can't tell me what to do. That's violation of my rights. You can't come in here and tell me that I could open up my state. I'm the governor. If that's the case, why does the DEA have the right to come in and arrest businesses in California and Colorado and Missouri and Montana for growing pot that the state has legally signed a bill, legally allowing to have happen? Oh, don't bring that up. Oh, no. The DEA is the Fed, guys. If they want to come in and raid farms and raid buildings and raid stores for selling a plant, they darn well do so whenever they want. Oh, what about when different states come in and violate constitutional law, like California, and say, you can't own a semi-automatic sporting rifle. You can't own a standard capacity magazine. You can't own anything that we deem not legal in the state. Oh, then the Fed goes back and says, oh, well, that's different. You know, we're not going to get involved in that. That's states' rights. Guys, they pick and choose which narrative they want you to look at. It doesn't matter. The Fed at any point in time can come in and issue any type of edict. The problem is Trump handed over his rights with a military-controlled country now via FEMA. They said that a month ago, and then FEMA came out and said the military and Homeland Security is now working under FEMA. And everybody goes, oh, no. This is happening. You guys understand. This is happening because Q is behind the scenes. They're going to do 150,000 sealed indictments. You got to understand. You got to trust the plan. This is why it's happening. Homeland Security, FEMA, it's all being done as a ploy. They're doing it in front of everybody. They're going to clean out the deep state. Guys, come on. I mean, I love all of our listeners, our supporters, but some of the emails I get, come on, guys. And I don't even respond to them just because I no longer want to respond to them, and I don't want to say stuff that's mean and hateful. I try to be as Christian as I can. I have a very difficult time being so, I'll be honest with you sometimes. My attitude and my aggression and my demeanor with some people only knows so far the bounds I can keep to that. And when people start coming off with the unbelievably just, I mean, I'm just going to put it out there, ridiculous rhetoric, and their own normalcy biases cloud their judgment from actually looking at what's going on. Michigan sees what's going on. Michigan has a tyrannical governor. Michigan stood up and actually tried to do something on Wednesday, and they're going to be punished for it now. I encourage everybody in every state, especially states that are getting locked down. Florida has been one that's actually been very, very loose. Governor Santos, I have to say, has been very, very, very careful about doing anything or issuing any orders. Now, some of the mayors and some of the county commissioners and some of the county sheriffs in Florida have gone completely and totally out of control. There's not a doubt about that. Our county has actually been very, very, very cool. Our sheriff has been very relaxed considering the fact that, you know, other county sheriffs have been complete and total dictatorial nightmares. And so we've seen basically not much of anything change in Polk County. Dad and I were joking about that the other day. And again, we hardly have any cases in Polk County. Ironically, is that isn't enough. And so understand what they're doing here, guys. This is a controlled collapse of the economy. The American work ethic still could not be stopped, no matter how much manipulation, how much interaction with the Fed, how much control of the stock market, how much stock buybacks. It didn't matter. The American population wanted to work. It's ingrained in us. We like to be self-sustained. We like to be self-reliant. The only way they could do this was forcibly shut down the economic engine of the United States. And that's what they did. And now it's funny Dad brought that up with the whole thing that, Trump came out and said, oh, we're starting the country back up. No, no, no. He's not starting the country back up. The Federal Reserve and the Rothschild banking cartel have now given the green light to slowly let the leash out under their pretext and allow things to happen that they want to have happen. It's funny. I saw some of the stuff he said. He goes, in phase one, the plan recommends strict social distancing for all people in public gatherings and no more than 10 people and public gatherings are being avoided, and non-essential traffic is discouraged. Guys, that's exactly what we have going on right now. You kidding me? Are you joking me right now? That's the phase one plan, and exactly to doing what we've been doing. Then he goes, phase two, people are encouraged to maximize social distancing where possible and limit all gatherings to no more than 50 people. Travel can resume. So now what's going to happen here? What's going to happen is you're going to have states that still are restricted because of governors that are nightmares, like the one in Michigan, and you're going to have a rally, and you're going to have a redress of grievances with people coming together in the Capitol area, and it's going to be more than 50 people. What's going to happen? Exactly what she just said. This is going to be extended longer now. The lockdown's going to be longer because you guys have not complied. You do not follow orders of the tyrannical government. You are now being punished. So they're going to do. They're going to go back to phase one again. And if you happen to get past phase two, like we're in like some Tetris game, phase one, phase two, phase three, let's see what phase four is. Phase three, they said, envisions a return to normalcy for most Americans with the focus on identification and isolation of any new infections. Now, how in the world are you going to figure that out, guys? How in the world are you going to figure out identification and isolation of any new infections? Majority of people that have gotten this, they've already said now, don't have any severe side effects. You get it and you still run around. So what are they going to start doing? They're going to start going house to house and doing tests, start doing COVID-19 tests or antibody tests to see how are they possibly going to figure out the identification, the isolation of all new infections? Any new infection, I should say, any, meaning all. Well, that seems to me like a totalitarian lockdown. Also seems to me like the phase three is going to be a rollout of some type of new vaccine program that we've already talked about. And so they've already known that this is going to keep going on. Now you got representatives, like Dad said earlier, they're talking about putting together, it's called now, is the Emergency Money for the People Act. This is the second phase of the stimulus bill. The $6.2 trillion with the Fed dumping into the stock market, the other $2 trillion that's basically gone to the corporations, and the couple hundred billion that's gone out in $1,200 stimulus checks, that's not enough. You have to keep maintaining the socialist mindset of the population. So they go on to say here, Representatives Tim Ryan and Ro Khanen have now introduced a legislation that will provide $2,000 per month to Americans who have been impacted by the COVID-19. They said under the proposed legislation, they will continue the monthly cash payments to Americans until employment returns to pre-COVID-19 levels. Now, of course, this has not been signed into law. This is something they've introduced, but I can almost guarantee you that the majority of Congress is going to sign off on it because this promotes the socialist mantra. And it goes on to say here, every adult age 16 and older making less than $130,000 annually will get $2,000 a month. Married couples earning less than $260 a year will receive $4,000 per month. Monthly cash payments would not count as income, and they would not adversely impact anybody's ability to qualify for income-based federal or state assistance programs or loans on your credit score. So they're basically saying we're going to give you free money, which is never free, by the way, but I'm using that sarcastically, free $2,000 a month if you're married, $4,000 a month, and $500 per child, up to three children. So if you're married with three children, we're going to give you $5,500 a month every month for breathing air. Now, guys, that doesn't talk. That doesn't even cover. That doesn't even cover the aspect of what they say in here. The next line they say in here, this is the kicker. If this was actually to go through, and this is a socialist playbook 101 right here, what they're trying to pass. What if you don't earn income or you're unemployed? Answer. If you had no earnings, were unemployed or on unemployment, or are currently unemployed, you would still be eligible. What? So even if you are on unemployment, essentially making $33,000 a year, or excuse me, $3,300 a month, which brings you to $39,000 a year on unemployment, you would still be eligible for the $2,000 per month per person. So if you have technically a man and a woman, both of which are on unemployment, right? Both of them are on unemployment with three kids, and you're getting the $820 a week per person for you and your wife on unemployment, and you get the $5,500 per month now that basically is going on, you would be looking at upwards of over $100,000 per year you would be getting from the government now. Now, of course, this is all temporary. And again, this bill probably won't go fully through. They're going to put more restrictions, and they're going to put more caps, and they're going to make sure that Planned Parenthood, like Dad said, is funded. And they're going to make sure that the WHO gets funding in there. They're going to make sure they add all their other pork in there. But guys, understand, the only way to collapse this country, as strong as we are, as hardworking as we are, as awake as a lot of us are, is they have to physically shut down the economy and force people to go basically on socialism. That's what they have to do. And that is what they are currently doing now. And that's why this is now turned into a military operation. Trump is no longer in control. This is why they've brought in 200 specialists. Like we said yesterday, I'm sure once we get the final word on it, they're going to be a bunch of J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs boys, 200 specialists to come in and figure out how to reopen the economy. Newsflash, stop forcing people to shut down their business and say, make sure you wash your hands and use sanitary guidelines and open up your business and start making money again. Oh my gosh, I just figured it out. I figured out the million-dollar question on how to restart the economy. Holy moly, how did you possibly figure that out, Austin? I don't know.
Right.
Maybe because I live in America and I know how to work. I mean, it's just so bizarre what they're telling us. But again, it goes back to the coddling and the pansying of the American populace. You have to make the American populace dependent on the government. You have to coddle them and rock them and change their diaper and give them a bottle and feed them and burp them and put them to bed and make them believe that there is no way in any possible form they can possibly function without the government taking care of them and paying them to breathe air. Dad and I were talking yesterday on a topic, and I said, as guys know me, I'm very, very libertarian with stuff as far as survival of the fittest. I don't think people should be given money for breathing air. If you have an absolute horrible something going on and you need to apply for something for a short period of time to get some help, by all means. But this ideology that we all have to help everybody out and we all have to feed everybody and we have to clothe everybody, that's socialism run amok. And that's exactly where we found ourselves now, where everybody thinks everybody needs to be taken care of and coddled. I mean, we can't even call out people anymore. Like Dad said, if you are a clown or a sponge or a walrus, you got to figure it out. You know what's ironic about this? And as Dad said the other day, I'm going to bring it up again because I laughed hysterically when I saw it. This is crazy. Newsflash. It's so crazy right now. COVID-19 only affects two genders. So apparently if you're a transgender walrus sponge, you don't get affected by COVID-19, allegedly. Only men and women are basically impacted by COVID-19. No duh. That's because it's the only two genders that exist. Newsflash to all the people that want to cross-dress and pretend they're a different gender. It still affects you whether you're a man or woman, and that's the only way it affects you is if you're a man and a woman, ironically as that is, Dad. That's just something I wanted to bring up today. Wake up, America. Put on your thinking caps. Do something about it. Michigan made a stance. The whole entire country needs to start doing so, especially in areas that have tyrannical dictators over them in the governorship and mayor's office, Dad.
Well, Austin, Montana is now also going to have a big, you know, rally in Helena. And now they're also warning their governor that Montana's will not comply with hunting bans. Apparently they don't want to hunting anything anymore either. I mean, this whole thing is, this is Montana now. I mean, I've been to Montana many times. They don't really put up with a whole lot of nonsense. The only reason they have any type of liberal input in that whole state is because of Missoula and the university there and all the weirdos there. I mean, that's a weirdo city, guys. That's a weirdo city. And so that's the problem that they have in Montana, is that one group. Same thing up there with D.C. area and everything else affecting Virginia and, you know, in those really liberal areas up in the northeastern quadrant of Virginia. I mean, this is the problem you have. You get these high population densities in one area of these guys who like to congregate, who are weirdos. They're weirdos. If I had time, I could go into detail with all that. I could tell you some stories about that, too. Guys, I love you. I had the opportunity to pray for you today. You know, thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins and your vitamin D and your vitamin C from us. It means the world to us. Keeps the show on the air. Guys, I appreciate you. Also, go ahead and close up. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be on with Hagman tonight. God bless.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you again for the continued support of HealthMasters.com. We continue to do every single thing we can to figure out and get you the information. It's just, you know, the best we can, guys. And, I mean, it's a lot of work right now because there are so much lies and there is so much going against the alternative media, as I said earlier with Facebook. I mean, now New York's coming out now. The mayor's basically told everybody that they're not going to open up New York until July or August. Bill de Blasio has now told everybody on Fox News they're going to shut down New York until July or August. This is a full-blown war on the United States populace, and a lot of people don't even realize we're in a war right now because it's a silent war, as strangely as that is, that we've ever seen before. So again, get this information out there. Speak your mind. If you're in these areas that are trying to constantly lock you down and restrict you and do stuff, speak up. That's why I told you guys we've been going out on the boat. Sheriff's Department's out there 50 feet. Blah, blah, blah. We pretty much do whatever we want now. No, I'm talking to my buddy the other day. Just keep doing what you want. So tell them that. Whatever. They can arrest the whole lake? They can arrest everybody in every boat around the entire lake? No. It's physically impossible. They can't do it. Hundreds of boats and thousands of people out on the chain of lakes can't physically do it. They've actually backed off on a lot of that now. Polk County's realized that this is one of the most armed counties in the entire state. This isn't really the place you want to start telling people they can't travel freely, unmolested on their way. Make the other states and other counties understand that we will not agree with this. And I'm not saying be retarded and run around and cough on people and be, you know, hugging people in the face, especially if you don't know where they've been. I'm not telling you that at all. I'm telling you to use wisdom, use sanitation guidelines, use caution if you need to around certain people, but make your voice heard and understand that this is not fixing the problem. This is compounding and making it much, much worse. Thank you for the support. HealthMasters.com. Enjoy the Hagman Show tonight. Have a good, safe, prepared weekend. I encourage everybody to get out, exercise, train, dry fire train with your weapons if you need to. Stay frosty, and we'll talk to you again Monday as always.